नमो ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 एवं गोमृग काक चर्यया टू ट्रांसलेशन एवं थस ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद इन दिस वे लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव फॉलोड द बिहेवियर ऑफ काउज डियर एंड क्रोज समटाइम्स ही मूव्ड और वॉक्ड एंड समटाइम ही सैट डाउन इन वन प्लेस समटाइम्स ही ले डाउन behaving exactly like cows, deer and crows. In that way he ate, drank, passed stool and urine and cheated the people in this way. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhdev possessed a transcendental spiritual body. Since the general public could not appreciate his behavior and mystic yoga practice, they began to disturb him. To cheat them, he behaved like crows, cows and deer. Om Agya, cows, deer and crows. And he moved or walked and sometimes he sat down in one place, sometimes he lay down. Behaving exactly like cows, deer and crows. In this way he ate, drank, passed stool and urine and cheated the people in this way. So, Rishabhdev Maharaj, who is the incarnation of Lord Krishna himself, plenary expansion of Lord, Prabhupada writes in the purport. He is not Shaktavesha Avatar, but he is plenary expansion of Lord. And his activities are given when Maharaj Nabhi and Meru Devi performed a sacrifice and then Lord Vishnu appeared in that sacrificial fire. Then they asked benediction that we want son exactly like that of you. So, Lord told that there is no one exactly like me, so I myself will appear. And then Maharaj Rishabhdev appeared as the son of Meru Devi and Maharaj Nabhi. And he was their eldest son. So, this Rishabhdev Maharaj, he gave wonderful teachings to his son. So, it's Vedic tradition that the king is representative of God. He is in a Vedic life. There are three types of kings. One is devotee king. One type of king is pious king. And other are demoniac kings. So devotee king, they ensure or they try to make sure that those who are in his kingdom, they become devotee and go back to spiritual world, kingdom of God. And if someone is not willing to take, at least they ensure that sinful activity doesn't take place. People don't commit sinful activity. And pious king, they themselves are pious and their destination, they want to go to higher destination, the higher planetary systems. And they also want to ensure that their citizens live pious life. And they also achieve higher destination. And they also refrain from sinful activity. And demoniac king, they themselves are demoniac, so they don't bother about pious or devotional service or pious activities. They are simply interested in sense gratification. So we are example of this devotee king, many Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they are all devotee king. Pious king, we have example of Maharaj Nala. Prabhupada mentions about Maharaj Nala that he was as far as following of religion is concerned, he was as great as Yudhishthir Maharaj. Only thing was he was not having any connection with Lord Krishna. Means he was not directly devotee. He was just following Vedic Dharma. That's why Prabhupada writes, we don't discuss so much about him. Even though his character was like as that of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So these are the example of pious kings, and then demonic king Vena, Hiranyakashipu, such people. So in Vedic life, once one will be surrounded by so many people who are representative of Krishna, just like Guru is representative of Krishna, then the father has to act as a representative of Guru. Then Brahmins, they also speak for Lord Krishna on behalf of Lord. Then king, he acts as a representative of Lord Krishna. And for children, mother also has to act as a representative of Guru. So ultimately, one's life is surrounded by so many representatives of Krishna or their representatives. And so many people are there to correct a person or to guide a person. And in this way, a person, so many representatives were that in the life of a person, that a person's going back to spiritual world was guaranteed because of such an arrangement of Lord. And in this way, the dharma, true dharma, that is devotional service to Lord Krishna, will be protected, and devotees will also be protected. So this Nabi, he wanted to have son because it was his duty to, before he retired, put some proper king who will ensure that generation after generation, the kings would ensure that people, citizens, they go to higher destination or go back to spiritual world. So that was their only duty, to see that the father will see that the generation which is present during their time will go back to spiritual world. And then King Sion will ensure that the citizens' children go back to spiritual world. And their son will ensure that citizens' grandchildren will go to spiritual world. In this way, generation after generation, their only job is taking people out of the cycle of birth and death. So that's why he prayed for the Lord that he wants son like you. So Lord Krishna himself appeared, and he is a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna, Vishnu Tattva, and he appeared and ruled the world wonderfully. And he also is setting example of retiring by going to jungles. So before retiring, he gave wonderful instructions to his sons, headed by Bharat Maharaj. And many of the shlokas which he gave was repeatedly quoted by Srila Prabhupada in his Bhagavatam class always. He would say that human form of life is not meant for living like dogs and hogs for sense gratification, which is available in that species also. But it's for engaging in devotional service and attaining something which cannot be attained in lower form of life. So in this way, Rishabhdev Maharaj instructed all of his great sons how to act as a proper representative of Krishna and perfect their own life as well as perfect the life of their citizen, ensure the perfection of the life of their citizens also. If we see present day situation, there are many qualified devotees are there, and like Brahmanas are there who can guide the society. Their number may not be very large, but they are there who can guide the society on proper path. But at present, there is no proper Kshatriyas who are willing to listen to such devotees of Lord and bring the society and on the right path and ensure that the society goes on right path. That's why we see government gives so many licenses for permit rooms, slaughterhouses. In many countries, the biggest revenue they get is through slaughterhouses. It's an industry. It's an industry which gives a lot of revenue to governments. Liquor industry, tobacco industry. Recently, there was an article. He said one of the biggest taxpayer in countries are one big tobacco company, cigarette makers. They're the biggest taxpayers for the country. So they don't look in brothels. Whole Bangkok, their national source of income is prostitution, tourism for prostitution. So brothel industry is the one which runs the whole country. So this is how Kali Yuga is degrading more and more. And Iceland and other countries, their biggest source of income is fishing. Everybody is having trawlers, fishing, meat industry. So this meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, it flourishes, and because of that, just like Parikshit Maharaj had given the Kali four places where these four regulatory principle breaks, there you can reside. And now the governments make everywhere this four regulatory principle is breaking, so Kali is residing everywhere and corrupting the mind of people and increasing its influence. So in this way, because the proper Kshatriyas are not there, even though there are many pure devotees, we know Prabhupada was there, his representatives are there, before that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there, before that Bhakti Vinod Thakur was there. So these great souls, by the arrangement of Krishna, they are always on this planet who can guide the society. And if the ruler class accepts their guidance, they can, with the help of just two or three pure devotees or few great devotees of Lord who can properly give guidance, simply if the rulers accept their guidance, they can bring the whole society on proper path, right path. But because there is no such proper king, so even though proper devotees are there, they can't do that effectively. On their own, they try to do as much as possible, but they can't completely bring the society because the kings don't cooperate. So this shows that how important the king's role in a society is. It is explained that mercy of Lord flows through Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and his punishing power comes through kings, Kshatriyas, administrative class. So those who don't accept the good advice given by Brahmanas or preachers, they are punished by kings. So those who don't listen to good advice, they are straightened by stick. So either accept good advice voluntarily or they will be beaten and straightened. So in this way, they ensure the person's proper life. The person leads a proper life. So this is how a king's role is so important in the society, to bring the society and keep the society on proper order. So knowing that his sons will become king, so he instructed Bharat Maharaj and other his sons in transcendental knowledge. And himself, then he himself left for the jungles. He took vanaprastha. And why he has to take? Because after in traditionally we see vanaprastha someone takes to intensify devotional service. But he himself, devotional service to Lord Krishna, but he himself is Lord. So there is no need for him to engage his own service. So still, to set an example, he left the kingdom. And now in today's shloka it is explained, he behaved like cows, deer and crows, just like animal. Because people were not understanding his greatness as Supreme Personality of Godhead, and were passing urine and stool on him and passing air on him. So in order to, that was becoming a distraction. So he cheated them by himself covering his own body with urine and stool and behaving like a dumb animal, like crows, cows and deer. And in this way he covered himself from ordinary people. So and in future verses it is explained that how he gave up his body. He was doing this mystic yoga practices and he refused to accept all the mystic powers which is natural consequence of mystic yoga practices. But he himself is Yogeshwar, so yogic practices are always there. but he never accepted them or exhibited them or accessed them because he didn't want to keep faith in mind, because mind is, it is explained, just like an animal. If some deadly animal is there and if a hunter captures it, so hunter does not keep faith in that animal even though he is in captivation. He knows that if he is a dangerous animal, he may kill me any time. So even though he is in captivity, still he keeps some distance safe. So similarly, Rishabhdev Maharaj, he didn't accept mystic powers because he didn't want to keep faith in his mind. And because mind is, one beautiful example is given, just like if some wife is unchaste, she may have paramours and that paramour kill the husband, become the cause of destruction of the husband. So similarly, mind is compared to wife, and this mind is having six paramours: kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsar, and they can kill the spiritual life of soul. It can destroy the soul. So in this way, in order to protect oneself from the mind's cheating, he didn't keep faith in the mind and he didn't access mystic yoga practices. And it is explained that he wandered in this way, he kept on wandering. And then he, by his will, some forest fire occurred because of friction amongst bamboos and blowing of wind. And there, in that forest fire, his body burned to ashes. So question may be asked that Lord Krishna's body is Sachidananda Vigraha. So how his body got burnt to ashes? So just like Lord Krishna also himself, before finishing his pastime, he left behind a body which was resembling like him. So many, from Lord Krishna or Mahavishnu, so many millions of universes come out. So from Mahavishnu, millions of universes come out. So what is the difficulty for Lord to leave behind a body which resembles like him? So Lord Krishna did like that. Similarly, Rishabhdev Maharaj also ended his pastime by apparently making the body burn in fire, but he unmanifested from this world. So this is how he ended his pastime, and he instructed his children and made them proper king, good devotee of Lord, and ensure that after him, the whole citizens, they also perfect their life and attain higher destination, go back to spiritual world. So there is one story from Purana. It is explained that there were many sages, and these sages were cursed by another sage that they will become deer. So all the group of sages, all became deers. And after becoming deer, because they were devotee of Lord Krishna, Krishna gave them memory of their past life. And they continued their Krishna Katha amongst each other. They were eating grass and drinking water and living like a deer. And continued their Krishna Katha for so many years and years and years. And then after that period of their curse was over, higher beings, demigods, came and told that now we'll offer you back your human body. This body, you don't have to remain in this form. So they all refused it. They said, why? He said, in human form of life, so much time get wasted into taking bath, wearing clothes, and then cooking, collecting ingredients, because human can't eat just grass. And then so much time get wasted in cooking and then washing vessels and all these activities. But here we just eat little grass. We don't have to do so much collection, drink little water, and whole day we can go on doing Krishna Katha. So he's saying it's such an advantageous body. And then they continued their Krishna Katha till their last life. So in this way, because that facility of engaging in devotional service was available, that apparently inferior form was superior to human form. But in usual case, that facility is not available in lower form of life. So that's why in human form, because that facility is there available for Krishna Katha, so that's why it's considered superior. So here we see that Rishabhdev Maharaj behave like cows, deer and crows, and behave like an avdut. So this avdut stage is very higher stage, very high platform, where someone is in totally in internal consciousness and he is totally unaware of what is happening around. So that's why that person is completely careless about his body. He is completely above bodily concept of life. And in scriptures we have many examples of Sukhdev Goswami. He was not wearing any clothes. He was just wandering. He was not shaving his hair. Or he was not doing any sandhya. Because he was so absorbed in his internal consciousness that he was not affected by his bodily concept. And he was wandering like that, just like that. And then we have, in recent time, we have this Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. He was so elevated and so much elevated that even Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they recognized him as a truly advanced devotee. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur went to him, he immediately told, Kamal Manjari Agai, Kamal Manjari Agai. That because he could see the spiritual identity of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He could see his spiritual identity, and which was not knowing to other. And Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they were knowing each other's identity. And they understood what kind of elevated person he is. And he also won't take bath for 7 days, 8 days. He would eat very little. Many days he won't eat also. He won't take bath. And for Bhakti Siddhant Suresh Thakur sent his disciples to serve Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. And he won't pass stool for years because he would eat so less. And that also once in a 2 or 3 days. He was completely above the bodily concept of life. And anyone would talk anything, he would immediately connect it to Krishna. So one day his vessels got stolen. So people complained that, Babaji Maharaj, your vessels which you use for cooking and offering bhoga to Gaurnitai is stolen. So what was his response? One thief gave and another thief took away. So Krishna is thief, butter thief. So he gave me vessels and another thief took it away. And after 2-3 days, mysteriously, those vessels came back. So he was like that, completely absorbed internally. One time he offered something to Gaurnitai, and after some time he waited and he threw away the bhoga. He's saying that you are gone, you are not eating my offering, you are eating some nice sweets offered to you in Vrindavan. And then they were, devotees were amazed. Then they contacted that temple in Vrindavan and they found that they were offering sweet rice to Gaurnitai that day, that time, that offering. And while sitting in Nadip, he could understand what's happening anywhere. So because he was so much into internal consciousness that he had no time to think about body and all that. He was completely averse. So similarly, Rishabhdev Maharaj was also like that. But there are some imitator imposters, and this is very advanced stage. They also try to show that they also won't wear cloth, or they also try to increase the hairs and superficially imitate and make a show off that they are also as advanced as Sukhdev Goswami or Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj or this Rishabhdev Maharaj. And through this cheap imitation, they try to get some adoration and some glorification. In Hyderabad, once Prabhupada was there in Hyderabad temple, And there was one person, he saw Prabhupada's Gaudiya Tilak. And as soon as he saw Gaudiya Tilak, immediately he fell down on the ground and started rolling in the ground and just trying to make some show off as his body is shivering and some foam is coming from his mouth and he's totally unconscious. Prabhupada saw for some 1 or 2 minutes something and then he neglected. And he was secretly watching what is the response of Prabhupada. And he saw that Prabhupada is not even giving any attention to him. He got up, he dusted his body and walked away. So Prabhupada understood that he is a totally cheap imposter. And to one of his disciples, he told, I am Avadhut. This same person told Prabhupada's disciple that I am Avadhut. And then come to Prabhupada and ask Prabhupada, he is saying that he is Avadhut. So Prabhupada immediately told that even someone is on that Avadhut platform, he don't break regulative principle. But if we see that this person is chewing tobacco and smoking bidis, so it's not that when that higher platform they freely break regulative principle. No. So many cheap imposters are there. In the life of Haridas Thakur also, there was one snake charmer. And this snake charmer, he was on his that instrument, was singing the glory of Lord Krishna. So when Haridas Thakur heard it, he fell unconscious and immediately everybody glorified him. So seeing that there was another person, he thought, "Arey, this Haridas Thakur is not from non-Vedic family, he is from Muslim family, and he is getting so much glorification and praise. So if I also do something like that, so how much more people will praise me? I am from Brahmin family." So immediately he tried to do the same imitation, but this snake charmer picked up a stick and started beating this person. And he started beating him so much that people had to interfere, and then he immediately ran away. And people asked him, why are you beating him? He did the same, but when Haridas Thakur did, that time you are glorifying Haridas Thakur, and when this person did, so this snake charmer told that this is a cheap imposter, whereas Haridas Thakur was and is actually on that platform, he is so elevated. So this is how in the future verses we'll see that from Rishabhdev Maharaj, when he was doing his activities, some cheap kings, they saw he's doing this activity, and they also started doing this kind of activity of remaining naked and increasing hair and superficial imitation of Avadhut. And from them some deviant religion came into existence. And it's totally non-Vedic and blaspheming Lord Krishna. So this is how what happens when cheap imitation is done. Whereas devotees, they don't try to imitate the life of Rishabhdev Maharaj, but they try to follow the instruction which he gave to Bharat Maharaj and his sons. And they try to follow this and implement this in their life. And by following their instruction, one perfect their life. And by imitating their life, one goes to hell. Prabhupada writes in future purports, we'll be seeing that this is a completely non-Vedic religion which has come into existence, which is blaspheming Lord, which is against the Vedic scriptures, which is against Brahmanas, Vaishnavas and Lord Krishna and devotional service. And by following it, one will simply degrade. It's a demoniac thing. So devotee don't imitate Lord Rishabhdev's activity, but follow the instructions, try to follow the instruction which he gave to his sons headed by Bharat Maharaj, and try to perfect their life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Some question is there, sir? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की।